The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast, where we consider different areas of life for the minister of the gospel. And we have in the background 1 Timothy 4:16, that is, watch your life and doctrine closely. In other words, in these podcasts, we want to seek to be practical about everyday life in ministry, and yet we also want to be very clear that we're sticking to truth and that we're building on the foundation of the Word of God. Today I want to talk about discovering God's strategy for the different things that we find that He has called us to do. Strategy, a sense of direction, a sense of how to do something, is a very, very important part of ministry. If we ask the question, are you called to ministry? Do you want to serve God? Do you want to share His word? Do you want to bring people to Christ? Do you want to see the church grow and develop and mature? Of course we'd say, well, yes, we want these things. But hearing from God as to how to do it where you are, this is another challenge. Joshua, we read in the first chapter, he knows that now is the time to step out of preparation mode and into operational mode. He has been preparing for years. He sat at the base of the mountain waiting for Moses to come down, and he's waited on God, and he's seen Moses. He's one of the first to communicate and hear what God is saying to the servant, and it's been an incredible experience. He's also been a frontline soldier. He's been the commander of the Israelite army, and he's the one doing battle when Moses is holding up his hands, in fact having them supported on one occasion when they fight the Amalekites. Joshua is the one in the throes of battle. But it was always under Moses' kind of watchful eye, his covering, his protection, his wisdom. But now things are changing. God says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Joshua, now is your time. So Joshua is very aware of the responsibility, and that first chapter is full of challenges in terms of the extent of the land that God wants him to take. That's all described there. It's very powerful, it's very strong, and he needs encouragement, and he certainly looks for encouragement. But God says, don't be afraid, be encouraged, I am with you. That is very important. But how does he actually go about the task? Well, one of the very first things that happens is that they come to the River Jordan. Now, this is of some interest because obviously Moses, one of the massive things that characterizes his ministry is when he holds his rod over the Red Sea and the waters part and they're able to move across. Joshua knows that he has to get into the promised land. But again, it's not knowing what he has to do, it's knowing how he has to do it. And God shows him on this occasion a very clear strategy. It's not holding a rod. He may have loved to have done that because he would be aware that's what Moses did. And it's very easy to want to copy what someone else does, especially when it's successful. But no, God says, this is how you're going to do it. You get the priest to stand in the water. And as they stand in the water, holding the Ark of the Covenant, I am going to cause the waters to dry up so that there is dry land to walk across. And that takes real faith. And Joshua is going to have to believe God. What if these priests are swept away and the Ark of the Covenant is dashed to the ground? He knows that that's a pretty awful mistake. So he trusts God. Okay, Lord, with Moses, up goes the rod, the waters part. With me, you want me to get the priest standing in the water. And then, of course, he's told you take 12 stones, one stone for every tribe of Israel, and they are to be brought together as a kind of a symbol of sacrifice, offering to God. This work is his. Jericho, again, it's an interesting situation. It's a walled city, and there's lots of pressures. There's lots of enemy inside. But God says to him, I want you to march around the walls once a day for 6 days. And then on the seventh day, you march around seven times and you give an amazing shout of victory, even though at that point you'll not see the walls come down. Joshua has listened to God and he says, all right, that's what you're calling me to do, and I will do it. And they do. They march around the walls once a day for 6 days. They march around on the seventh day seven times, and they give the shout and the walls come down. Note this, Joshua never uses that strategy again. He's going to come against many cities, many enemies, but that's the only time he uses that strategy. My appeal in this podcast is find God's strategy for you where you are. Remember, we're not talking about what he is overall seeking to achieve. That is clear. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, make disciples of all nations. But how do you do it where you are? Well, God has got all sorts of creative ways to help you obey him and follow his plan and see his success. Wait on him, look to him for his strategy, and he will show you what he wants for you. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.